stepped up security around the country. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Many schools taking precautionary measures in part to reassure students about safety after yesterday's massacre at a Texas elementary school, while the investigation continues in Uvalde. Fox's Bill Malusian is there.
We are learning more about the firearms that were used in this horrific mass shooting. Texas State Senator John Whitmire telling Fox News he got a briefing from the ATF, and according to that briefing, the ATF says the shooter purchased two AR-style rifles at a local gun store here legally, one on May 17th, one on May 20th. That would be the days leading up to this shooting. One of those rifles was found in his vehicle, crashed here at the scene. The other rifle was found inside of the school.
State officials say the gunman barricaded himself in the first classroom he could enter, a fourth grade class, and opened fire, ultimately killing 19 children and two adults. One man who'd been searching for his 10-year-old granddaughter last night, confirming today she is among the dead. At least 17 people are injured, some in serious condition, including the suspect's grandmother, who was shot before the 18-year-old went to the school. In Florida, jury selection continues to decide the fate of Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 people at his former high school in 2018. He faces either life in prison or the death penalty after pleading guilty. The FDA commissioner back on Capitol Hill answering more questions about the baby formula shortage and the February safety shutdown of an Abbott plant that helped lead to the shortage.
Getting into the facility for a for-cause inspection were too slow, and some decisions in retrospect could have been more optimal.
Commissioner Robert Califf says the agency is now taking multiple steps to prevent the same issue in the future, in addition to the efforts underway to boost supply. Stocks turning mixed after a positive start. The Dow's down 42 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden will mark the death of George Floyd later today while Minneapolis pays tribute.
A candlelight vigil to honor George Floyd happening today at 38th in Chicago, the Minneapolis intersection where he was killed 2 years ago during an arrest, and where the city plans to unveil a new street sign officially dubbing the corner George Floyd Square. Former police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted in Floyd's killing. Two others face charges. A third has pled guilty.
If you look at what has been done, you can see that it's very much cosmetic, that it's superficial, that it kind of bites around the edges of police reform.
Munira Mohammed with ACLU Minnesota, though ahead of President Biden's expected signing of executive orders today on police reform. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The president's orders are expected to include a review of use of force policies and a national law enforcement accountability database. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson again refusing to resign over the scandal known as Partygate, though he says he takes full responsibility for allowing government parties that broke COVID lockdown rules. An investigative report blames Johnson and other senior leaders. The prime minister says he's humbled and has learned a lesson, but that it's time to move on, also insisting he did not knowingly break rules. A new study on long COVID. The CDC says one in five adults under age 65 who survived the virus have had at least one health condition that could be considered long COVID. And for those over age 65, it's one in four.
Long COVID encompasses a variety of symptoms that last 4 months or longer after the initial infection, including organ dysfunction, gastrointestinal conditions, neurological or psychiatric problems. In both age groups, COVID patients had twice the risk of developing respiratory and lung problems compared to uninfected adults.
Fox's Gianna Gelosi. The authors suggest routine assessment for COVID survivors. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.